Zero Index, A Path to Sustainable Safety Excellence, author Colin Duncan. Achieving a truly zero-harm organisation starts with taking a huge step back from our existing ideas and assumptions. This summary introduces a state of functioning that we call Zero Index Performance, the sustained practice of mitigating exposure to anyone who interacts with an organisation and its activities and products, not just your employees, but also your customers, vendors, visitors, and community. Zero-index organisations are distinguished by their ability to take a big-picture view of safety performance. In such organisations, safety isn't a programme, but an integral business function that is influenced by, and in turn influences, operational execution. Introducing the Zero Index Model. Zero Index Performance is comprehensive. Safety activities are guided by a detailed strategy developed from a comprehensive understanding of the gap between where the organization is and where it desires to be. Anticipatory. Safety performance is driven by a sophisticated set of metrics that detect changes in exposure before they create events. Externally and internally focused. The organization adapts to changes that influence exposure within and outside the organization. Integrated. Safety activities are coordinated across functions. They complement other business systems and processes and show a high degree of skill and sophistication. Risk-based versus outcome-based. The measure of success and the trigger for action is exposure to the injuries, not the occurrence of injuries themselves. Achieving this level of performance isn't easy. Nobody starts out as a zero-index organization. As with all human endeavors, excellence in safety is achieved in stages. The 10 disciplines of the Zero Index Model. The Zero Index Model is a framework with 10 disciplines that together drive safety functioning and determine an organization's level of performance. First, the foundational disciplines. In safety, the three foundational disciplines, vision, engagement, and exposure, operate in much the same way. These disciplines create the mindset with which we approach, shaping how we talk about and engage in safety activities. 1. Vision. This discipline focuses on how the organization's activities and strategies reflect the value the organization places on safety and the degree to which the organization is motivated to improve safety. The way in which an organization's leaders describes its vision for safety is important, because it influences the way people in the organization think about safety and affects their motivation to improve it. 2. Engagement. The greater the value leaders place on people and relationships, the greater the value employees place on safety. Consider a workplace where people are encouraged by their leaders to learn new skills, achieve their personal career goals, and help others to do the same. 3. Exposure. It refers to how the organization's leaders think about injury causation. Their views about causation influence the comprehensiveness and effectiveness of exposure reduction efforts. If they believe that injuries are almost always caused by people choosing to behave unsafely, they are unlikely to invest a lot of time and money investigating incidents and looking for root causes of those incidents, because deep inside they believe that they cannot stop people from choosing to behave unsafely. On the other hand, if they believe that injury is a result of a complex combination of variables at the workplace, and if they believe that people don't come to work planning to act in a dangerous or unsafe way, they have an entirely different appetite and mindset for investing time and money in the investigation of incidents and looking for the root causes of those incidents. Second, the safety disciplines. 1. Structure. Structure, sometimes called governance or management, defines how the goal will be met and is the formal means for supporting decision-making, accountability and action. Governance can also create a strong personal connection between employees and the organisation and its leaders, a connection pivotal to improving behavioural reliability in today's flatter, leaner organisations. 2. Expertise. It refers to the position, function, and contribution of safety professionals. This discipline is indicative of the safety status on the organisational agenda. It determines depth of safety expertise available and is a variable in how well safety drives other performance areas. Safety professionals must develop fluency in change management methodology. The role of behaviour in performance, culture and leadership. 3. Scorecard. It refers to the way in which the organisation seeks and processes information about safety. Performance, in this case, requires indicators that tell us where we are and where we're headed. It also requires measures that allow the organisation to detect changes and responses to changes with precision. The suite of measures useful to the executive level, where the question, how are we doing, is often the focus, necessarily differs from the measures that are useful at the mid-levels of an organisation, where the question, what are we going to do in order to improve, should be the focus. 4. Safety enabling systems. These are the specific mechanisms used to manage and improve safety. This discipline is responsible for ensuring that people have the skills, competence, knowledge, processes, and procedures they need to work safely. As organisations advance in this discipline and pay more attention to the principles of continuous improvement and employee engagement, they find that their behaviour-based safety systems create a profoundly positive impact on the organisation's culture, level of exposure, and safety performance. 3. The organisational disciplines. Ensuring the effectiveness of safety execution is a function of the organisational disciplines, leadership, culture, and sustaining systems. Through them, organisations create, strengthen, and support performance. 1. Culture. It refers to the shared values, beliefs, and unstated assumptions that influence what people do and the way they do it. Culture shapes how people navigate the organisation, especially in situations that lack clearly defined rules and procedures. Where the culture favours initiative, employees will be more likely to offer unconventional solutions than employees in a culture that favours sticking to established procedures. 2. Leadership. This discipline describes how all leaders are developed and deployed in safety. Leadership influences the culture characteristics predictive of safety outcomes and determines the strength and longevity of safety systems. What leaders do, say, and decide communicates to others in the organisation the place safety holds in everyday priorities. 3. Sustaining systems. It refers to the organisational antecedents and consequences that support effective safety management, leadership and performance. Determinations about staffing levels, supervisory development, promotions, budgets or new projects all signal what's valued and what's important. An organisation's sustaining systems are among its most significant layers for changing the culture. Sustaining systems to do this by communicating what's valued, setting expectations, providing consequences, supporting safety activities, and enabling participation. Assessing where we are. An assessment whose purpose is to guide strategic change requires collecting data on the actual performance of the essential components. We need information for doing careful project planning, securing employee buy-in and defining how we want to get to the final destination, and the speed with which we want to travel. No one data point is sufficient to provide an adequate assessment of where an organization actually stands. Instead, the combination of data sources provides a well-rounded picture that supports the development of a path forward. Once an organization has gathered data, each discipline of the Zero Index model can then be rated on a continuum. The higher the score, the better. 6 anchor points identify the stages of development. Safety is a burden, 0 to 9. Safety is a necessity, 10 to 19. Safety is a priority, 20 to 29. Safety is a goal, 30 to 39. Safety is a value, 40 to 49. Safety is who we are, 50 to 60. You must always remember that safety improvement isn't about programs, initiatives, or projects. It's about systematic, methodological, disciplined management, oversight, execution, and sustained focus.